Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Vance Rogers from Corbett, Oregon, with an amazing sunrise that's yet to be revealed behind the clouds, or a little bit of fog overcast. Next thing, it's going to be an amazing day. Always is here in the Pacific Northwest. If you don't like the color gray, I recommend not ever visiting here, except from May through October. That's a nice place. That's a nice time to visit. But it's February. And we're approaching Valentine's Day, the second most popular holiday for chocolate and cards. Karen, do you know what the most popular holiday is for cards and gifts and chocolate and flowers?
Probably Easter.
Nope. Mother's Day.
Mother's
Day. And the reason why is when it comes to Valentine's, not everybody has a sweetheart. But you and I and everybody else, all 8 billion of us on the planet, everybody has a belly button. So that means we all have a mom.
My son sent me a card once that says, you always need your mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. But I have one for you. I have one for you.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, everybody. Trivia time. Why are chocolates associated with Valentine's Day?
Take a stab in the dark, because they're sweet and delicious and just wonderful?
No, because Richard Cadbury in the mid-1800s, who was a chocolatier, had a box, and he said, let's sell these for Valentine's.
And you know, it's so fascinating, less than 12 hours ago, looking at the clock, my favorite youngest Ethiopian daughter, as I refer to her, we're walking around Costco, and I almost bought, because they were on sale, I almost bought a bunch of Cadbury. They're such a high-priced commodity that you have to pull the placard down. They don't actually put the product out there for some reason. I guess they think people are going to swipe them or something, or, you know, take them out of a container and put them in their purse. I have no idea. But that makes sense. Mid-1800s, did not know that. So on that note, Karen, I think you know the answer to this, because you and I chatted yesterday. What is right now currently, and this is where we're going with the Spear Tip campaign, with the Powerhouse, with the Yes My Wellness, Yes My Business. There's several other, I don't want to call them incentives. I want to call them kind of a new me in 23, a new way of thinking. And I got to pay tribute to Rita Hand, who was the first one that said that to me right around Christmas time. You know, Vance, it's the philosophy, the motto, you know, rather than a resolution, it's a revolution. A new me in 23, that keep proclaiming that, keep stating our purpose for living, you know, even seeing more. But Karen, what is right now? And I want everybody, this is one of the things that was revealed on the quarterly review 2 weeks ago. What's the number one, the number two, and the number three products being sold by NECAN, by us, in North America right now?
Well, the waterfall, immunity, and I don't think it's the fit. But I know they have
the filter,
that's right.
Yeah. And this goes back to something that Luis Casuga said a couple years ago. Those are the facts. Those are the stats. And what he did at the quarterly review, and why everybody knows this, if you want a best forecast and predict the future, well, do a little bit of studying, a little bit of research for the past, and see what's driving people. For example, tomorrow's the Super Bowl. More people watch the Super Bowl because of the commercials than they do the game. There are entire industries built for tomorrow for the commercials. I mean, there's rating system and there's polling, and it's unbelievable how much goes into that. So you got to do a little bit of polling. Contrary to what President Biden said a few days ago, some soundbite I heard, he said, "Oh, I never give any interest and any credibility to polls." I don't know how I would go that far, because former President Bill Clinton, his whole 8 years in office was built around polling. But here's a, and I know I'm digressing here, but Karen, and you missed him because you had a prior conflict, a prior event. Last Saturday, Dr. Mark Anthony, my roommate from Jamaica back in 1988, 1989, he said it this way: of the 1,900 students that he gets to lead as the administrator, and I just forgot the name of the school, but it's the largest private Christian school in the state of Georgia. And he said it this way, and those of you who are on, or were on, remember this. He said, if I were to take a poll of those 1,900 students and their parents on how I should effectively lead and what I should do and what my focus should be and what we should do as a school, he said, I would get 1,900 different responses. That doesn't really work in leading. We as wellness consultants can look at the fact that, as Luis Kasuga said, every time a product leaves the warehouse, we know that it's a product on its way to change a life. And when we contrast and compare what is driving sales here in North America and compare that to Latin America, the numbers are all over the page. Here's one other thing he said, and I'm kind of intertwining all this in with what Dr. Mark Anthony said last week and then what Luis said 2 weeks ago. Free shipping is great, but free shipping and being in compliance, starting My Wellness Homes, which is a registered trademark of Neken, combining product options, and here's the key, creating FOMO, fear of missing out. Karen, have you had an opportunity? And this is what I want to focus in on, okay? Did we do okay? Yeah, 9 minutes up past the hour, and we're going to get really focused here. Have you had the opportunity yet? Herb Rapp, I talked to him yesterday about this. I talked to Ruth Lowe, Dennis Williams. Have you had the opportunity yet? And it's okay to say, no, Vance, I haven't been able to really utilize. Herb was in the same boat. He said, I know I'm missing something here, that fear of missing out. We have a 15-day window when we invite somebody, whether they're starting a wellness home or they're starting their business, the back office, to go that route versus just, for example, selling them the number one product, the waterfall.
Oh, the pressure. No. No, I haven't. I'm working on it.
Okay. I know I shared this with you yesterday, last Sunday. And I don't do much meekening on Sunday. I don't do much of anything. I try to take a day of rest if possible. But I got reconnected with a former silver consultant out of Chicago. I won't go into all the details. But he said, as we were on the phone, he's looking at the website. And he said, oh, my goodness, I didn't. What is that? And so we were talking, and I was about ready to send him this invitation. I typed in his information, and I just simply said to him, hey, and I don't want to call him out by name because I didn't ask for his permission, but I said, hey, if I send this to you, you've got 2 weeks, and that's it. So what I'm going to do, I kind of, just like what I did to you, Karen, a few seconds ago, put the pressure on. I said, why don't you take a look at the link? And because he was in my parents' organization, I sent him my parents' website. So I said, take a look at the shopping cart, poke around on there, and you and your wife, take some time, and let's, if you're ready to re-enter the world of Neken. And he's not looking at being a customer at all. It's total, it's full tilt business. And I said, let's do this right. And then I said, I'm learning how to do this all the time too. That's what we do. Every day is a new day. Okay. You know, I can, and all these pithy sayings are running through my brain, and I'll skip them. But we owe it to ourselves. But Karen, let's break it down. Let's talk about, okay, the number one product is the waterfall. Number two product is immunity. COVID, fortunately, has driven that. Fortunately, has driven that to what it is, which is a wonderful thing. Why would you not want to build your immune system?
I don't know why. I'll be very honest with you. I cannot understand that.
Every once in a while, you meet somebody and you just know. Addie and I were at Costco. It's Costco for Daddy and Addie is a date. It's an evening encounter. We love watching people, and we started guessing ethnicities last night. And she, of course, cheats because she's got the whole Africa thing down pat. And I'm not a racist, but she being from Ethiopia, she knows the difference between people of different countries in Ethiopia based on some of their mannerisms. It's so hilarious. But my point is, when you go over to the food court, you can see why people are dealing with some of the things they're dealing with based on their food choices or their not food choices. Water versus pop, that kind of thing. But these are kind of out of order, but it's called the Spear Tip Campaign. Correct, Karen?
Yes.
Spearhead, spear, something
spear. Spear tip.
And until I read it again last night, until March 31st, anybody who orders via any method the waterfall, they get a free bottle of what? And by the way, Karen doesn't need to be the only one that I pick on this morning. If anybody else wants to hit *6,
immunity. It's immunity,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the immunity. And we already answered that question, but why?
Why not?
There we go. Thank you, Nancy. Why not? Why not?
Somebody has to come in second.
Somebody has to come in second. That's perfect. If the driving force globally, is to, as Aristotle taught us, right? No, Hippocrates, I'm sorry. Hippocrates said, let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. That was a long, long time ago. And if it can't be because the rising prices of food and everything, why don't we naturally go after that? One of the things that, and I didn't discuss it with my parents, I didn't get their permission, but those of us who did the wellness subscription promotion last summer, we could earn up to 150 Nikan reward dollars. I still haven't spent ours yet. My parents haven't spent theirs. But one of the things we did the last couple months of last year is we added to our wellness subscription a bit more immunity and a bit more lactoferrin, knowing this Spear Tip campaign was coming. And I said, you know, if Nikan's going to do that, why don't we do that? And I did it in a little different way. And I rewarded, it was a loyalty reward program for any of our people that had a wellness subscription. And I'm talking about people that maybe, Nancy, not as much as you have, you and Marty, but anybody over 100 points a month, I rewarded them with a bottle of lactoferrin and immunity with a note. And now I'm following up with those because I know these are people that already have all the water products and rewarding them with it. What Nikan discovered is when somebody invests in the waterfall and they don't know, Herb Rapp said it this way, he said, Vance, I'm surprised how many people order one product from Nikan, whereas years ago, 10, 15, 20 years ago, his customers, his consultants would keep coming back and asking the question, well, what else does Nikan have? He said, today it's different. And I said, I'm sure there's a lot of reasons for that. But we have an opportunity. And I wrote this down, and I don't know if Luis said it this way. We want to share the experience, not the app, or I would add, not the website, or not the product offering. We want to share the experience. That's our job. And that's part of building you know, every home is a wellness home, part of that whole campaign. So I want all of us to understand this, that Niken's doing this. It does end. That's the sad part. And I don't know what happens after that. I don't know what the plan is. And I don't know why it's ending. But right now, anybody who invests in the waterfall, you receive a free bottle of amenity. You invest in the system of fit of any size, you receive a bottle of its mental clarity. Correct? They have it all listed on the website, and I should have brought it up. But it's there.
By correction, it's clarity.
It's clarity for the sleep system, for the fit, and then a free bottle of joint for the air unit, correct?
Yeah, but it's the name of the product is Clarity. It does help with mental clarity, but it's Clarity.
Clarity. Thank you. But why did we, you know what? No, it doesn't matter. I don't even need to ask that question why we dropped the word mental. I thought we used to call it, but that's okay. We can call it whatever we want, but as long as with new people, please don't call that thing we put in the back with the 29 magnets. Please don't call it a back magnet. It's called a MagFlex for a reason.
Oh, you mean the mud flap?
The mud flap. There you go. Show it to people. Pull it out of your pants. Let them see it. Let them touch it. Let them see that, hey, this is what I use. Herb beat me up yesterday pretty badly when I told him that I gave mine away this week to a gentleman who was wincing. And then, why was that a stupid idea that Vance will never redo again? It's because I paid for it dearly. My body is so used to having it. Don't have to sleep with it, but my body is used to having it. It's used to getting 6 to 7, 7.5 preferably, hours of wonderful, pristine sleep. But these are the things you have to do. So, I'm looking at another stat here that I had in my face regarding wellness subscriptions. The whole concept, the whole idea behind the Spirit Tip campaign is to introduce people. Nancy, let me put you on the spot because I think you're still here. Do you remember when and why you and Marty decided to, again, we used to call it AutoShip, now it's a wellness subscription. Why you what was the driving force behind the two of you joining AutoShip today? We call it a wellness subscription. Do you remember what that was?
I know it took a while. I wasn't used to taking supplements at the time. And, it's a long time ago, but I don't remember. I know that we didn't automatically do it when we first started.
Brody Craney, who called me last Saturday, I love the way he describes it on his Thursday call. He always states it this way. For the people that are new to being introduced to Niken, talk to the person who invited you that shared this with you. And he says it this way. Ask for the better price. Ask for the best price. Because we all know, if we don't ask. You don't do this at a grocery store. You definitely don't do it at Costco. You don't go up to the manager or an employee and say, hey, I see the posted price here. Is there a way to get a better price? No, that price is the price. But with a wellness subscription, you can instantly offer a customer a better price. And this is all part of the Build My Wellness Home. It's not get them hooked, but here's a question. Let's see how many things we can come up with that are automatically auto-shipped into our home. Anybody who wants to play this little trivia game, and I just thought of this on the cuff. Nancy, Karen, you go first. What's something that's automatically shipped into your home that we don't even question and we automatically pay for it through a bank draft? Or through our credit card every single month or annually?
Telephone.
What? Telephone? Okay. Your cell phone or your landline? What else?
Dog food.
Dog food. Oh, that's a good one.
Lots of dog food.
My electricity.
Electricity, absolutely.
Gas and water. Gas and water.
Gas and water are utilities. Some people still take a newspaper. It's automatically, you know, or you put the used to put the dues in. Karen and I both have AAA, and Karen's automatically got paid. It wasn't what she wanted to do.
A month early, yeah, they changed their policy.
An auto renewal, our insurance. So if somebody says, "Oh, I don't want to do that," and like, really, you don't use an auto ship program? We don't have to make fun of it or back them into a corner, but the late Stephen B. Stevens used to always help me understand that. If you want to be well, you know, we see it all the time now. As a result of COVID, more and more services and companies are switching over to this. The name wellness subscription is just absolutely brilliant. Why am I spending so much time on this? Is because take somebody like Julie Clark, and I think her numbers, by the way, Karen, Ruth Lowe, your sponsor, your upline, was blown away that Julie Clark has 19 customers on a wellness subscription, which is amazing.
Really? That surprises me because that's her goal.
Right. Ruth said our goal for her and Robert is to have 5,000 points per month on wellness subscription. That's an awesome and yet very attainable goal. So I don't want to get into how we're going to do that, but again, looking back at the statistics, the waterfall is number one, the immunity is number two, and right behind that are the filters. That is 25% of the sales in North America. There's a number you can write down or just memorize, 25%. Let's switch gears away from the Spear Tip campaign and introducing people to the wellness subscription and go right into Yes, My Wellness Home or Yes, My Business. I asked Herb Rapp, who, because he's in the industry, he said, Vance, my number one, Karen, Nancy, you guys, you ladies, and any other, you're going to love it the way he says it. He's not an ego freak. But he said it this way. He said, both the men and women that I meet to come into my store looking to buy, he's in the hot tub business. Like, in my phone, I've been listed as the hot tub hottie. Okay? Herb is in his 70s. And he says, when people find out that he was born in 1948, and they do the math in their head and figure out how old he is, they all ask the same question. How is that possible? Your faith. You don't. How? And he said, you want to see my solution, my secret? Boom, right to the waterfall. Right to the waterfall. He stocks them so he doesn't have to worry. And I said, Herb, are you concerned about losing the incentive, not taking advantage of, you know, the free bottle? He said, I got to rethink the way I'm doing this because I'm missing out and my customers are missing out. So, again, going into the business tools, all the information's on the website. If you haven't poked around and figured out how to do it, I really encourage you to do this. I've done it a couple times this week, and I can't remember each time how to do it. But once you do it with a new customer or a new consultant, it's like second nature. You click on that thing to send them the link. It's basically an invitation, and it sends them the link for them to register themselves as a customer. And or you can do it if you're in person with them. You can do it side by side. But a lot of people are doing it either long distance or get them on the phone and say, hey, I'm going to send this to you right now. Long gone are the days of, here, I'm going to send you this VHS tape. tape, watch the presentation, and I'll call you in a couple weeks. We don't have to do that anymore, fortunately. Jared, let me put you on the spot again. When it comes to, and I apologize, I gotta look at my notes here. Sorry, I've got it right here. Where did it go? Nope. So there it is. Karen, what would be the main reason why we'd want to use that portal versus just introducing, because you and I have both done it. Why would we?
Which portal are you referring to?
The Yes My Wellness Home or Yes My Wellness Business.
Okay, well, the Yes My Wellness Home is for customers, and they can get a 10% discount on products over $350, whether it's one product or a combination of products. And if they have an order of over 500, and it's USA and Canadian, they can get free shipping. The Build My Wellness Home is for new consultants, and they can order packs within their month of sign up and the month after that and start building their wellness business with the product. And they get bonus products in each pack.
There you go. I'm glad you said it, not me, because you did it much more eloquently than I could have. Karen, the way you just explained it is exactly why we want to use these portals. And again, Karen, I think the a lot of times when the fear of change is inevitable. It's kind of like death and taxes and other things that we're afraid of, public speaking. It's not, folks, I'm telling you, I want to encourage you, it's really not that difficult. I'm logging in right now. I don't know why we call it the back office. I think we should call it the front office. But when I click on tools, it's at the far right. It's right there. And then if you just stay right there, it explains what Karen just said. You can read it in black and white, why they're doing it, free shipping update. It doesn't say this, but I'm going to read this quote again from Luis from 2 weeks ago. Free shipping is great, but free shipping and being in compliance. Karen or Nancy or anybody else, do any of you order? Do you have Amazon Prime and do you use that service?
I've used it in the past. I don't use it anymore. I don't like their policies, so I discontinue it. I order and then I discontinue. Okay, I don't like their policies.
Well, it's been a driving force globally. And our oldest daughter, McKenna, who lives in Washington, D.C., where my wife is right now, she cannot stand Jeff Bezos, the owner, the founder of Amazon. And Karen, the reason why is because of what you just said. His policies, it's just sad. He owns the largest residence, the largest house in Washington, D.C. Why? Because he wants to smooch the lobbyists and the politicians. That's my opinion. I'm sorry to state it that way. And I don't hate the guy. Karen, I'm like you. If there's something I cannot find anywhere else locally at a regular ma and pa, you know, to keep it local, then I'll do that. But Amazon has taken a huge hit publicly because of everybody says, oh, I get free shipping on Amazon. It's not free. You pay for that service, and then they add lots of other things attached to it. So that when Luis says free shipping is great, but free shipping and being in compliance, that's part of the reason why it went away on the bigger items, the Nature Rest Fit, the air unit, the waterfall, the comforters, and it states right there. So instead of, in place of that, when, Karen, as you said, when somebody clicks on that, yes, my wellness home, they click on that and they order over 500 US or Canadian placed through that site, then they receive it. So let's go back to the waterfall. Karen, and talking about Herb Rapp and his beautiful skin, what would be a simple thing to add to the waterfall that would just make perfect sense?
Well, I always go to nutritionals.
Okay. Which is what?
Shower head.
Okay. I was hoping you'd say the shower. The late Dr. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Garrett Moskos. Yeah.
He was a chiropractor, but I remember hearing him speak in person, and he said it this way: if we would start people on the Nikan water first for at least 2 weeks, and it was not a medical claim, but he said if we'll start them on the water first, we will see a higher rate of return, a higher response from all the other Nikan solutions.
You know, he was a naturopath too, which of course I resonate with, okay? And I heard him speak. I was really blessed enough to hear him speak. And I really enjoyed what he said because it was so true. And that was when I was just getting started in Nikan. So I really like what he was talking about, and that's exactly what I do, and it works. He was absolutely right, Vance.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, a little technical. Steve Kofit, our master websiter, which Steve, by the way, if you're listening, there's a lot of people who have asked for the recording. So far from 2023, I got a call from Pam Barnes, and she's like, "Vance, where's the recording? How come they're not on the site?" So a little bit of that wasn't a jab. That was just a reminder, Steve. Thank you. But Steve is saying there's somebody in the background that's hit *6 inadvertently, and you're live, you're moving, and it's contributing to background noise. Just so if you can figure out who that is and fix that. I keep the line open, especially on a topic like today, because I want to get as much interaction and as many questions. And I put this in my email yesterday. I apologize for sending it out so late, but I got way distracted with a lot of other exciting things going on. Today, in an hour and 25 minutes from now, if you missed it last week, it's so much fun. I included the link in my email. You should have received an email from Nikan for to see what we're talking about today. And Luis and Ruben do a masterful job of just opening it up. I know Hattie Jane was on it last week. I was on it. I don't remember what the number was. Larry Hafner was on it, my BFF. And repetition is key. We learned that in the I Can Attitude course over and over and over to be able to do this. And here's something that Jeannie Zeedon and I were discussing this week, and she said the course she's taking through Richard Bliss is to have a certain number of asks every single day. Here's just an example. Hey, Karen, you and I have known each other for how many years?
I don't know, four or five.
Let's just role play here really quick. Let's say you're not in Nikan, and I called you. I called you out of the blue, or I texted you, or I sent you something privately on Facebook or WhatsApp, and simply said this: hey, Karen, could you do me a favor? If we're talking, this is the way it's said. Hey, Karen, would you mind doing me a favor as a friend?
Oh, sure. What is it, Vance?
Folks, that's the key right there. Don't tell them what the favor is before they answer, before they reciprocate. And Karen, you were pretty peppy. Sure, Vance, what is it? Karen, I know, I think you know that for a long time, for our family, 3 decades, we have enjoyed an amazing quality of life. The favor is simply this. Would you mind, Nikken, the company, which has been around since 1975, they introduced a new short, beautiful kind of a overview introduction video. Would you mind taking a look at it if I text it to you or email it to you in 24 to 48 hours?
No, absolutely. Please do, because I know how Nikken has helped you.
See, that's an ask, folks. And I know what Jeannie is seeing. I know she's at the market today, so she can't contribute because there's background noise or whatever. She was showing me her in her office. She's got post-it notes everywhere with people's names on them. And she said, I got to come up with a tracking system because I got so many people now to follow up with. That's a new me in 23. That's creating a sense of, you know, like hysteria. And that's where we get to. I want to wrap it up with this. And Karen, you and I were talking about this yesterday. Sorry for clearing my throat. Karen, another trivia question. How many Pimag hydrogen bottles? We still got all that background noise, by the way. So if you're moving, we can hear you. On most cell phones, there's a little mute button. And when you're on a conference call, if you hit *6, if you haven't touched *6, don't hit it again. But if you hit *6, hit it again, and that'll mute your line. How much is too much water, or how much is too much Pimag hydrogen in one day?
Oops, sorry, I was muted. Too much water, it depends on each person. So the general rule is half your body weight in ounces. During the winter, the heating system here where I live, I have to drink more water. My body needs more water. So I stay hydrated a lot. And as far as so you just have to know your own body, by the way. As far as the hydrogen, too much would be more than 4 bottles. When Nikken came out with it, they said maximum of 4 bottles a day. And Vance, yep. Are you at your limit yet?
I took a lot of flack. Thank you, Hattie Jane and others, for calling it nitro water. It's not nitro water. So I apologize. I retract that. I continue to retract that. Nitroglycerin is what people have, tablets, if they've got a heart issue. I have the bottle, I'm looking at it right now, of my grandfather's prescription from 1980. I found it years ago, and I just kind of keep it, not for my own use. I don't have a heart condition that I know of. But Karen, you're absolutely correct. We need to know our own bodies. But the premise is, and we see this all the time, with people who say, well, I drink plenty of water. Talking with Gary Anthony, one of our core customers, used to be a platinum, but core customers with a wellness subscription, advanced, Marge and I drink too much coffee. We know that, but we make it with Pimag water. And I said, Gary, according to Dr. Ken Howiak's book, Bone Health Made Easy, 1 to 2 cups is fine. And I said, in Findlay, Ohio, the diner where we did a lot of meetings and where you introduced me to a lot of people, a diner, a cup of coffee is 6 to 8 ounces. But in our culture today, thanks to Starbucks and many, many other coffee houses, what most Americans are drinking is 16 to 20 ounces of a macchiato, caramel macchiato, a latte, whatever the case may be. And they're doing 2, 3, 4, 5 shots. Too much, folks. So we need to help people understand, but we got to get their attention first and say, so I want to read, and it's not that long. Annette Jackson, Dr. John Jackson's wife, said it this way. It took me a while to figure out completely, and I wanted to share it with you, what we share with our team, in case some of you might find it helpful. This powerhouse is the best incentive we have seen in 21 plus years in NECAN. The most foundational and important product to get started for a better health is the PIMAG Waterfall. It is also one of the best sellers, i.e., as we've stated, number one product in North America. So this incentive program is based on water as an introduction to NECAN's Wellness Home. Because of the incentive, we get paid $60 extra on each waterfall, plus with a powerhouse bonus of $120, and plus the retail sales bonus, one can earn around $600 to $700 through rebates, depending on one's rank, per powerhouse. Powerhouse requires at least 3 customers or more with at least 1 waterfall purchase each and a new consultant. That could be one of the customers who purchased a waterfall whose volume is at least $500 all in one calendar month. You are not limited to how many powerhouses completed in 1 month. After the first 3 months of an initial trial, this incentive might be tweaked now, but for now, every consultant can participate. There is an extra $200 bonus for the sponsoring consultant. So I'm going to deviate here a little bit. Nancy, your consultant above you, Rita Hand, would get an extra $200. This is, and that goes on, this is such an amazing incentive benefiting all involved, the new consultants, sponsoring customers, and sponsoring consultants and customers. It will be much, all capitalized, easier, simpler, and more clearly focused in starting the business and training with new consultants. Kudos to Luis Kasuga, the new president and CEO. Also, it is wonderful that customers will become acquainted with the concept of NECAN's Wellness Home. This is where we can really help and enable the body to heal itself. End of what she wrote. That was posted on WhatsApp. Karen and I both read it. I talked to several people yesterday who said that was so beautifully written. It's a very strong, strong endorsement. When NECAN opened, a little bit of quick history here, and I'll finish with this. When NECAN opened Chile, we call it Chile down in South America, but it's pronounced Chile. Dr. Jackson and Annette went down there. I don't remember if they had contacts or they did not, but NECAN chose to launch that country, to open up that marketing unit with one product and one product only, and that was the waterfall. It's a universal need and a want. Is clean water. We get to, and we're already doing it. We simply can be doing more of it. And I'm pointing, and I'm preaching at myself. I'm meeting with several people today. That my desire, my hope is to say, hey, what's holding you back? Remember Linda Morris. She spent over a year with one of her customers, and finally she said to him, what do I have to do? I've given you water. You know what you need to do. And there was just, I can't remember what his answer was, why, what made him finally pull the trigger. But she really got mad at him because he was just delaying the inevitable, and it had been over a year. How much water is too much? If people are drinking bottled water, if they're drinking out of the tap, they're putting an unnecessary requirement on their body to filter all that out. As Charlie Franklin once taught me, this is probably 10, 12, 15 years ago, either we have an external filter when it comes to air and water, or our body, and I would add our body's organs, become that filter. We have to. So we owe it to people. So comments, concerns, questions. The line is open on this topic when it comes to the waterfall spirit tip campaign. Yes, my wellness home. Yes, my wellness business.
Okay, I'll start us off. You know, one of the things that I do is a lot of education. And I participate in a lot of networking Zooms and one-on-one networking Zooms and calls. And Ben Woodward, when we first started, he said it takes about 7 times of talking to somebody before they're going to make a purchase. Then it went up to 12, then it went up to 14. It is now up to 16. So folks, be patient. Our society is not known for being patient. Do a lot of educating. I just had a situation with a 30-year-long friend of mine, okay? And he thought, you know, he was actually quite healthy, okay? He thought he did everything really well, and he did. He ate pretty well. However, he also had a few drinks daily. Anyway, but he's got a good constitution, so it wasn't bothering him. Well, he's a little older than I am. He slipped and I talked to him the other night. He slipped and fell in the bathtub. And guess what? He broke 3 ribs. And he's a very active guy. And then the lawnmower got him, he said, on top of that. And so I said, well, how are you doing now? And he said, well, you know, he's still got to be a little careful of the ribs, but he's 90% better. I reminded him, when we're older, it takes us longer for the body to repair itself, okay? And I told him what I use. I use a Mag Duo for the location, you know, that's bothering him. The Mag Duo was appropriate with the handle. And he said, okay, send me one. 30 years he's been a friend of mine. I've been with Niken for almost 18. Okay, be patient, folks. Keep educating.
And Karen, what Norman Pallmeyer, nope, that name doesn't mean anything to anybody, but as a kid, for me, I was 10 years old in 1978 when my parents joined the company called Shackley, and for 14 years, that was their first and only network marketing experience. They basically cut their teeth on that. But Norman Pallmeyer, and I'm going to reiterate your statistics that you shared from Ben Woodward. He said in the insurance industry, which was where he was out of, 4 to 7 contacts for a brand new person. Where it's different, as far as the follow-up, where it's different is when you find somebody and you instantly connect with them and there is a great need, i.e. they something in conversation comes up and they say something along the lines of, our family has been looking for a water system. And I think Karen and you do this probably better than I do, rather than saying, I've got just the product for you, you know, blah, 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 blah. Rather than do that, say, well, what is it your family's looking for? Tell me more. Dr. Mark Anthony taught us this last Saturday. Instead of asking somebody that you've never met, oh, what do you do for a living? What do you do for a job? What do you do for an occupation? A better question is, and he said, what if they just lost their job? I don't want to go down a negative road. A better question is, tell me where you're from. Everybody's from somewhere, not from their mom, or not that, but what's the location? And let them talk about that. But when we find people, like what I referred to earlier, that say, like a gal that I'm going to see today at a volleyball tournament, she said to me 2 weeks ago, Vance, I remember you saying that our water is okay to drink here out of the tap, which it is. But she said in the summertime, you've noticed it gets way worse. It's way more acidic. So it's okay for me to drink it now? our daughter, Addie, her daughter's also named Addie. Addie said to me yesterday, she said, Ashley, that gal I'm talking about, her doctor says she drinks too much water. I will refer to that today in conversation and say, hey, Ashley, Kenneth said, or Addie said this, my Addie, said that your doctor says you drink too much water. Her house is two houses off of the main line for all the pristine chlorine and all the pristine chemicals are coming. I haven't been inside their home, but I can tell you if I go inside that home and I turn on the faucet, I can tell you I will be able to smell the chemicals. So, Aaron, what you're saying is that contact, if we've built the rapport and relationship with somebody that we've had for a long time, that's an amazing, wonderful way to be able to give an ask. Say, hey, you know, our bodies, they don't bounce back as fast as they used to. And someone like Herb Rapp is a specimen of wellness. And in his 70s, do the math, 1948, to today, that's 75, I don't know when his birthday is, so 74, 75, and he says, Vance, all the time, people can't believe. But he's 27, 28 years in Neken. And if you want to review that, go on YouTube and just type in Herb Rapp and watch some of the videos that are there with Herb. It's a great place to start, to remind us of what we have with it. And I know at this point, there's several of you that are going to go, yeah. And Justine's going to jump on and give her a little salutation that she so beautifully does. So just want to remind, thank you, Karen. Thank you, Nancy, again, for being so willing to jump in here and banter with me. I think, quick announcement, right quick. Again, I can't stress enough. I put in my email. You should have received from Neken. If you don't have anything else concrete in an hour and 6 minutes from now, jump on this Zoom. It's so much fun. And you're going to see and you're going to hear and you're going to learn some of these things that we've been talking about. Next Saturday, I know I wrote it down. Oh, I'm sorry. I can use my calendar. Duh. Anya, I gotta find out how to pronounce her last name. I'm sorry, I should have had it right here in front of me.
Anya Weinberg.
Thank you, Karen. Anya Weinberg will be with us next Saturday. You're gonna love Anya. She's so passionate, and fortunately for all of us, she's on the East Coast, so she'll be 3 hours more awake. And I don't know if she drinks coffee or what she drinks to get herself going in the day, but man, this woman is a powerhouse. She is the powerhouse. Wonderful story. She'll be with us next Saturday, and I do hope you can join. And I forgot to look 2 weeks out, but anyways, that's who's on tap next Saturday. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And again, Karen, thank you. I really, really, really appreciate you because this has helped me really get clarity on what we have to play with Neken.
Thank you, Vance. It's always a pleasure and it's mutual.
Yes. Okay. And if there's anything that I can do, folks, reach out to me. I am very active by choice. And as I've stated the last few weeks, I now only have two careers, metal and magnets. I don't have the mayhem anymore. I am not like I'm counting or anything, but I'm a month and 8 days out of the fire service, and it's been truly wonderful. I don't know that I'm getting anything more accomplished, but the clarity is way better than it was before. So if there's anything I can do, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Get connected with Neken. Get on the website, folks. It's really, really enlightening to see what Neken's offered us. And get on some of these other calls. There are so many to tap into. And if you don't have WhatsApp on your computer or on your phone, please download. Find somebody who has it. Get in the Neken Core Consultants group. You don't have to spend a lot of time there. I don't. Karen doesn't. we just every day, couple times a day, I just check it and scroll through really quick to see what people are posting. There are some unbelievable testimonies that you can reference and go, oh, I had no idea. I wrote a little thing today answering somebody's question without making a medical claim, but just talking about, they asked specifically about a specific topic, and I answered it the best way that I know how to, quoting the late Stephen B. Stevens. So a lot of great stuff out there. We just need to avail ourselves and start making small corrections and changes to kind of get rid of some of the stuff that's not really building our business and helping others know about NECAN. Just kind of start eliminating some of those things. And it mm-hmm. does create a new me in 23. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. I got to get to a volleyball tournament and get my favorite youngest daughter there. Because I get really in a lot of trouble if I'm not 15 minutes early. I did not know that was a thing. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you again, Karen and Nancy. Love you too so very much. Ciao for now.
Thank you, Dan.